Texas Governor Rick Perry has vetoed a bill that would have banned the execution of the mentally retarded. 15 states have adopted such laws. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
Over the last couple of weeks, as Governor Rick Perry was deciding whether or not to sign the bill, he was lobbied hard from both sides. Catholic leaders, Amnesty International, and advocates for the mentally retarded implored him to sign it. But opponents won in the end. Flanked by a dozen relatives of murder victims and prosecutors, Perry announced that while he believed it is wrong to execute the mentally retarded, he was vetoing the legislation anyway.
House Bill 236 is not about whether to execute mentally retarded capital murderers. We do not in Texas. It's about who makes the determination in the Texas judicial system.
Perry was disturbed by a part of the bill that would have allowed judges to override a jury's decision that a defendant is not mentally retarded and deserves the death penalty.
It basically tells the citizens of this state, we do not trust you to get it right.
Senator Rodney Ellis from Houston sponsored the bill.
I just think it's grasping for straws.
Ellis says Texas law already allows judges to override juries in some cases. Ellis points out that Florida just passed a bill to prevent mentally retarded people from being executed. Governor Jeb Bush supported it. But Ellis says in Texas, those pushing for law and order simply go too far. Ellis disputes Perry's claim that Texas has not executed a mentally retarded person. And Ellis adds, Perry could have helped Texas's image. The state's been criticized for being the nation's execution leader.
I think what this veto would do would mean that what we will be remembered for will be we continue to be viewed as bloodthirsty and callous.
But Perry says Texas has gotten a bad rap. For example, he says, many don't realize that Texas allows juries during the sentencing phase to take into account mitigating factors, and they can include mental retardation.
We trust that system. We support that system, and we want to keep that system in place.
For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.